They say I'm in the industry, but I'm still in the streets. I'm on paper.
A Jacksonville rapper says he was the target of a Riverside shooting this week, saying he fired back in the neighborhood in self-defense. The shooting has rattled the community.
The rapper Charles Jones, also known as Julio Fulio, went on Instagram Live hours after the shooting. He was walking from a recording studio inside one of the homes at the time, concerning neighbors on Ernest Street.
Heard a noise going like if someone was dumping recycled tin cans into the trash can.
The shootout happened just after midnight Monday, leaving a trail of bullets on houses, cars, and even hitting an innocent man inside his home. Fulio was grazed on his ankle. We are working with JSO to find out if they have any suspect information.
It's breaking news. After making constant headlines on again, off again over the course of the last 11 months, the Jaguars officially fire head coach Urban Meyer following issues on the field and off.
Meyer is out of his first NFL head coaching job after 13 games. Taking over as interim head coach is offensive coordinator Daryl Bevel. In a statement last night, Jags owner Shad Khan said he came to the decision after deliberating for weeks, saying, quote, "As I stated in October, regaining our trust and respect was essential." All this hours after former kicker Josh Lambeau accused Meyer of kicking him during the warm-up of a preseason game. That's where Action Sports Jack's Brent Martineau continues our team coverage.
This just part of what Lambeau said. He says, quote, "I'm in a lunge position, left leg forward, right leg back. Urban Meyer, while I'm in that stretch position, comes up to me and says, 'Hey, blank, make your blanking kicks,' and kicks me in the leg. He would go on to say, 'I'm the head ball coach. I'll kick you wherever the blank I want.'"
Meyer released a statement saying Lambeau's characterization of him was completely inaccurate. During his time, the team went 2-11. In their most recent game against the Titans, they experienced their first shutout in 12 years. I'm WOKV's Madison Roberts in the Breaking News Center.
This is 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Our top local story. As demonstrators filled the streets surrounding the Glenn County Courthouse in support of Ahmaud Arbery's family, the defense rested their case inside.
Travis McMichael took the stand again yesterday, admitting that he spoke to police after Arbery was killed.
"You're covered in Mr. Arbery's blood. You go down to the police station, correct?"
"Correct."
The video of the shooting was played multiple times. McMichael testified, saying he shot the 25-year-old in self-defense. He's one of three men charged with murdering Arbery last year while he was out for a jog. Closing arguments are scheduled Monday.
This is 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Our top local story. A memorial continues to swell outside of the Nassau County Sheriff's Office after one of their own was killed in the line of duty. And as the Callahan community is able to breathe a collective sigh of relief following the arrest of the main suspect.
The Callahan community is paying their respects with flowers and notes to Deputy Joshua Moyers.
"He's got a light about him that when he walks in the room, you know you're happy to see him."
Team coverage continues with WOKV's Chase Bunker with more details on how the Nassau County Sheriff's Office arrested the man they believe shot Moyers.
After 5 days of searching, Patrick McDowell was arrested at a Callahan ballpark.
"He came out of the bathrooms, had him get down on the ground and crawl. He crawled like a baby, like the coward he is."
Sheriff Bill Leeper thanked the numerous agencies who assisted in the manhunt.
"Without their resources, this guy would have got away. So I can't thank them enough for what they did for us and for the Moyer family."
Some of the agencies include the ATF and law enforcement agencies in Georgia.
The funeral service is set for this Saturday at the Callahan First Baptist Church. We've posted all the details on WOKV.com.
We're going to take a 5 minute
hours of debate and outbursts and more. A final decision to remove the Confederate monument from Springfield Park withdrawn overnight.
"It removes from city property something that some in our community see as an expression of racial hatred. Council chose not to do that."
Jacksonville City Council members saying there's only one way now to move forward with the plan.
For months, the Women of the Confederacy statue in Springfield was at the center of local protests. Then late last night, the $1.3 million bill proposed by Mayor Lenny Curry was dismissed. The mayor tweeted his disappointment, saying the council denied a step toward real progress in our city. Council members say in order to continue removal efforts, private donors should offer money for a new proposal, but the process would have to start over. Demonstrators tell us they will not stop until there is change.
The WOKV Carathon, presented by Duval Asphalt.
Everyone's journey starts somewhere. For Keaton Hall, it started 4 years ago on July 19th.
"He was not feeling really well, and we kept trying to find out what was going on. His mom took him to the emergency room, and the rest is history."
At 12 years old, Keaton was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
"His mom couldn't go to work because she had to be there with him and Christian. as the one came and told her, listen, you don't need to be under this stress because Keaton is already stressed.
Keaton and his Nana are now remembering the treatment in their own way.
We took it out, but it's stuck in this little port box.
It's a souvenir.
Madison Roberts, 104.5 WOKV.